So I am going to put my hand up and kind of sheepishly admit that I don't really understand what a fake delivery failure scam is. And to explain all that to us this afternoon is Nicola Cooper, senior analyst at Flux Trends. Yeah, it's not just about Black Friday and Cyber Monday. It's also prime time for criminals. And apparently, there is this new wave of fake delivery SMSs which are hitting your inboxes nationwide. So, Nicola Cooper, thank you for chatting to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me.
What on earth are delivery failure SMS scams?
The delivery failure is pretty much when you get a SMS or a WhatsApp telling you that your parcel has arrived, and generally it has a click through for you to sort of follow up on the details of your parcel. And what that really does is it creates a sense of urgency, in terms of you've got a limited period to pick up your parcel, and then it either you can reschedule your delivery or pay a small fee or track your shipments, and then it gives you a malicious link.
So what are they after from you? Is it your bank details? Is it a down payment? What is it that they are looking for?
It depends on the actual scam itself. The sort of pay a small fee are looking for an amount, but a lot of the times these links are phishing links that you link through, and they are able to access your information. And what they're really after is your banking and card information.
How sophisticated are these, Nicola, in terms of the fact that do the fraudsters actually know that you are expecting a parcel? Is it as sophisticated as all that, that they can key into, what it is that you've done?
A lot of scammers have access to sort of information that they've gotten in terms of you potentially signing up for something. So they generally sort of track your movements in that manner, but sometimes it's just a blind approach, and sort of relying on the consumer's sort of curiosity and that sort of understanding of wanting to sort of have a parcel, and being curious as to, is this something that's potentially been sent to me by someone else?
I mean, this is probably a self-evident question, but I'm just thinking, I'm presuming that these scams are going to spike after Black Fridays and Cyber Mondays and these big shopping events.
Absolutely. And I think in on a general sort of scale, scamming, phishing is just increasing from a global perspective. And really it is hitting kind of the most vulnerable, who don't really understand technology to its full capacity. So looking at those who are not potentially educated in sort of delivery services, also looking at the elderly who are not so technologically savvy. So it really is understanding, sort of who they are targeting as well.
I'm just trying to understand the psychology of us, the consumer, about what makes us click on that link. I mean, I'm going to do it if I'm expecting a delivery, but if I'm not, well, then it's screaming fraudulent behavior to me. But the likelihood of that I could be receiving something over this time of the year is really quite high. I mean, I look at
Yes.
myself as being a relatively sophisticated purchaser, but it's very easy for somebody like me to fall for this, Nicola.
Absolutely. And specifically if they're utilizing, key company names or key delivery services, whether it is, a Takealot, or whether it is, your kind of UPS or your delivery services in that manner. So utilizing these names also creates an understanding that it is from a reliable source. And you really have to have your smarts about you, or at least your street smarts about you, to be able to differentiate, what is your order and what isn't. And in some cases, like I said, the most vulnerable, they're sort of going, okay, what is this? I don't remember ordering, and they click on it for more information as well.
So, again, I'm not sure if this is a fair question or not, but what practical signs can consumers look for to kind of try and quickly identify what's a fake delivery failure SMS?
I think it's just honestly being observant, especially at these times of year where scammers are really targeting you, specifically around online purchases, whether it be Black Friday or Cyber Monday, but also equally Christmas time. And they're specifically targeting because they know that you get your bonus, they know that you get a little bit of extra cash, or you are willing to spend a little bit more extra cash around this time of year. So it's really sort of identifying, and questioning yourself, in terms of recording your purchases, but as well as sort of going, no, this doesn't look right, or this doesn't feel right, and just not clicking on it.
I'm thinking about what else one could do from a personal perspective to protect yourself against this kind of an attack. I see the banks are offering virtual cards. I'm not 100% sure I understand what they actually achieve, but does it make sense to have a separate account from which you do your online shopping that perhaps has smaller overdraft limits or smaller amounts in them? Or are there different ways of handling this?
Yes, there is. And I mean, that as much as it is a little bit of extra admin, that just safeguards, but you've also got to make sure that it's not linked to your other accounts. It's very, very easy to duplicate a card these days, whether you are at a restaurant, those kinds of things. So make sure your card is visible at all times. Also track your bank statements and create alerts for yourself so that it is alerting you for any suspicious activities on your accounts. So it's also just being a little bit more proactive and checking your account statements. And if you do have a query, and it might come through with a reference number, rather go to the official sites and punch that reference number in than clicking on a link that may be malicious.
Does one need to purchase some sort of an insurance from the bank to guard you against events such as these, or how does the bank respond to an attack of the sort we're discussing?
It is dependent on the bank, and in some cases, it's dependent on the discretion of the bank. So this is where you also have to check your bank's sort of policies around these kinds of things. In most cases, you will be able to report it, and they are able to track your payments and sort of see if it is an authentic payment or not. And in most cases, they track it down and refund your capital. But also, like I said, it is also up to the banking discretion. So that if they feel it is a legitimate purchase, they will likely not reimburse. So it really is important to understand, what your banking policy is around these kinds of malicious payments. But equally so, if there is an opportunity for you to have some kind of additional security there, and you are sort of skeptical about buying online, then I would recommend taking that safeguard.
Nicola Cooper, senior analyst at Flux Trends. We're going to leave it there this afternoon. That's a scary discussion that we've just had. Worrying and frightening.